It's time to lock up the Oregon Fuel Injection Hotline, get a little nuts here. Each Monday to wrap up the 4 o'clock hour, we take a peek in the rear view, see who got it done, and then some. A lot of candidates this week, a lot of candidates this time of year. A little something we call It's Lit.
Again, Butter, Steph Curry, his 11th three of the night.
Kobe on a spin.
Yes! What a display!
Can't believe it courtside. Neither could we.
Airs it out down the field. It is caught by Tyree. Oh, my God.
How about another? To center field, number 4, Josh Hamilton.
It's Lillard. He got the shot off.
Ah, yes. What a call by Mike Tirico, by the way. I still find that incredible every single time. It's time for Light 'Em Up, brought to you by Bubble Stash from Hop Valley. Hop Valley's Bubble Stash IPA is the perfect beverage for the big game. Bubble Stash features flavor and aroma notes of tangerine, blueberry, and even bubble gum. It won a gold medal at the 2018 Best of Craft Beer Awards that are held in Bend, and it is homegrown, brewed and canned right here in Eugene's Whitaker neighborhood. It's available on tap and in 12-ounce cans throughout Oregon, the Northwest, and beyond. So we're here for Light 'Em Up to tell you who lit it up this weekend, and who wants to go first here?
How about I go first? I never get to go first.
I mean, you did last week, but okay, you can go first again.
You made me go first. I never get my own choice to go first. By the way, not coincidentally, I'm going to start with Justin Wilcox and the California defense. They're lit.
It's lit! Shout out Javi, Scott, because it's lit!
You know, even in defeat a week ago, they limited that Washington State offense to only 19 points. The game before that, a 12-10 home win against the Huskies. More brilliance allowed just a field goal over the game's final 52.5 minutes. Now they're headed to USC, a game the Trojans had to have to remain in the Pac-12 South title hunt. And the boys from Troy went up 14-love in the middle of the second quarter. JT Daniels to Tyler Vaughns. And that was that. Southern Cal at home would not score another point. And like I just mentioned, on those final 7 possessions, safety, pick, punt, 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 punt. In the first half, JT Daniels went 15 of 20 for 147 yards and 2 touchdowns. The California defensive brain trust went in the locker room. And for the second half, the freshman Daniels, 6 of 14, 33 yards and an interception. Year 2 under Justin, Bears, bowl eligible and lit.
It's lit!
My first one goes out to Cody Parkey of the Chicago Bears. He lit it up on Sunday.
It's lit! Shout out Javi, Scott, because it's lit!
I'm taking this time to celebrate something that shouldn't be celebrated in the NFL. That's missing field goals. Parkey had an all-time bad weekend for the Bears against the Lions yesterday. He missed both field goals he attempted and 2 of the 4 extra points he tried. But the reason that he lit it up and the reason we are celebrating this is because on all of those misses, he hit the upright. Are you kidding me? Most kickers can't go 4 for 6 hitting the upright in practice if they're trying to do that. 67% of his kicks just dong right off the upright. That is incredible. I did the math. Trust me on this one. I used my calculator. There's 460 square feet to aim for between the uprights for kickers. And if you were in charge to hit, and if I were in charge, if you hit the post 4 times, I would give you 2 points back just because of that. It's so incredible that he was able to do that. And also, luckily for Parkey, the Bears won that game, or I don't think he would have a job. But nonetheless, he lit it up.
It's lit!
Next up, the Alabama defense. I know they're probably tired of hearing about Tua and the offense, and man, are they lit.
It's lit! Shout out Javi, Scott, because it's lit!
I think that some of them were, and by the way, this team is just dangerous and unchallenged. I think they find ways to challenge themselves. So with the college football world throwing themselves at the feet of the offense and Tagovailoa, the defense, which lost five players alone to the draft in the first three rounds, three in the first round, took some time coming together, but credit Tosh Lapoy and his guys because they are locking stuff down. On October 20th at Tennessee, the Vols scored on a 20-yard touchdown pass late in the first half. That's that. Over the final half of that game, at LSU last week, home for Mississippi State this week, the defense has not allowed a point. LSU at home didn't even have 200 total yards. This week at Bryant-Denny, Mississippi State didn't even manage 170. They had six total first downs. Bama's defense held them to one of 13 on third down. They forced 7 3 and outs. MSU gained a third of their yards on one series. Man, the top rank tied. Now the defense taking no prisoners and lit.
SEC! SEC! SEC!
That time that drop was longer than I thought it would be. Next up for me, it is Brook Lopez of my Milwaukee Bucks lit it up.
It's lit! Shout out Chavy! Scott! Because it's lit!
Literally out of nowhere, Lopez has changed up his game to go beyond the arc, and boy, it is paying off. From 2009 through 2016, Lopez attempted 31 three-pointers. He made three of them. Since then, in the next three seasons, Lopez attempted 387, 325, and now 93 threes on the season through like 12 games, and he's shooting 41% from beyond the arc. And last night might have been the coming out party for people not paying to Brook Lopez while he was with Brooklyn, but he's playing with the Bucks, and people are noticing that he's changed his game. He went 8 for 13 from 3, had 28 points, and was hitting threes essentially from Boulder. The numbers aren't lying. Lopez is changing his game, and he lit it up on Sunday.
It's lit!
My last one is the New Orleans Saints. This offense, this team, yeah, they're lit.
It's lit! Shout out Chavy! Scott! Because it's lit!
So the modern record for the offense belongs to the 2013 Broncos with Peyton, 606 points, averaging 38 points a game. This Saints team is about a point per game behind, on pace to become one of the most lethal attacks in league history. Last week, they torched the last unbeaten team, the Rams, for 45. This week on the road against what you thought was a decent Bengals team, albeit one whose defense is slipping badly, New Orleans hung 51 on them. Hey, this ain't the Big 12 or the Pac-12, the college game. 50 happens, and it's a big deal. That's a huge number in the NFL, where with byes and less than 30 are on each week's schedule, the rules are different, the time moves faster in the game, and you're facing NFL defenses. And it's the first time all year any team has hit the century mark. They've scored 96 points the past 2 weeks. Breeze is completing 77% of his throws. He's got 21 touchdowns versus one pick. He and Pat Mahomes right now are definitely the co-MVPs at this point. And who dat? Well, they lit.
It's lit!
Last one goes to Northwestern University. The Wildcats lit it up.
It's lit! Shout out Chavy! Scott! Because it's lit!
They're the Harvard of the Midwest, and they are one win away from their first trip to the Rose Bowl since 1995, thanks to their 6-1 record in the Big Ten. The Wildcats' win over Iowa sealed up the Big Ten West, which was the leaders' division, and this is after Northwestern went 0-3 in their non-conference schedule, losing to Duke, Notre Dame, and Akron. Akron of all teams! I'm sure there are plenty of Northwestern alum that thought after 0-3 in the non-con, the season was over, but they had that miraculous comeback against Nebraska, took down top 20 Wisconsin, and they now have the momentum in place to potentially win the Big Ten that would not only send college football's playoff into a spiral, but it might land Evanston into Lake Michigan itself. And because of that, I'm all in on the Wildcats and them just lighting things up.
It's lit!